Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Play around with. I can move the schedule any way I want on that radio station. And last night I was in bed.
Ultimate power.
Ultimate power. You can see why a lot of station managers turn to cocaine.
I mean, also you wonder what else they're doing all day, because it takes 2 minutes, it turns out, to set up a radio
drag
station.
It around. So I was in bed last night and I was enjoying listening to. It was going from like. It would go from Dolly Parton to the Eels. To Kiss, to like J-pop. I thought, this is great. But actually, I want to listen to the computer game show, so I just dragged it around with my own fiefdom.
Your own whim.
So, steady a minute. Hibbert says, is there an app for the radio service? There will be. Today or tomorrow. I'm not feeling very great, actually, mentally. I'm feeling quite low down. So, I found that actually... there's quite a lot of stuff to do with this. I've broken it down into tasks. I've broken the project of setting up a radio station into tasks, which makes it more manageable for me. But there's still quite a lot. But one of the things I will be doing today or tomorrow is designing an app for Apple and for proper people. And I will be... Then I have to submit that. Then it takes about 10 days. And then there will be apps. There will be apps for Radio Anywhere. And you will be able to, at some point soon, be able to go, Alexa, play Radio Anywhere, and we're in. So that will happen.
Yeah.
Can you ask with which station, Sally Dev? No, you may not. I'm not going to tell you that information. That's classified information, as well you know. So I'm not actually excited by it. I'm feeling very, very low at the moment, and that's casting a dull pallor?
Yes.
Over everything. But I think it's going to be fun. And I think we might, you know, it dawned on me, I can probably get a little bit of press out of it as well. Do a little press release. You mean you're not going to... Listen, what would be a success? Right, a success would be if I can do a live phone-in show once a week and get 229 listeners. For some reason, that number 229 is in my head. Hello? There we go, fixed it.
Just like a real radio station. Except we would have had to wait an hour for the guy to turn up to do that.
So if I can get 229 people listening to the live phoning show, I will count that on a regular basis. I will count that as a success. A super success is if I can make, you know, 200 quid a month out of the thing. That'd be a super success. Mm. So that is the plan. And, you know, just keep checking it out, because if you go to there will be a website. But if you go to hang on, are we playing? That is the plan. And, you know, thousands. Just keep checking. Slick. Sounds good, huh? I mean, not slick, but it sounds good audio. Keep checking ianlee.com/radio, because the schedule is there and it changes on a whim. But what a whim it is. 0203 286 687. Oh, that's the phone number. Oh, I was saying this is a completely free show today. Thank you, patrons, for making this free show doable. Yes. And available, because we can afford... We can afford to do the free shows. Oh,
Anonymous, what could possibly go wrong?
Okay, well, this is someone going to phone up asking why you were late. Okay, here's an answer.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Name, now. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean?
How are you?
What would you like to say, Sean? You're phoning in from an anonymous number, and that always makes us, means I have to hover.
No,
over that.
I'm in good. I'm just good.
You're in good. Okay. All right.
I'm going to file that under good.
File it under good. He said in good, but okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sean.
You're watching 24 Hours in Police Custody tonight.
Oh, it's Ambulance.
Hey, I did watch Ambulance the other day.
Hey, yeah. What did you think of it?
It was good, but it's a bit sad, isn't it?
See, it's good. And
you were taking mockery.
You were taking mockery on me.
You were taking mockery.
I think you're quite easy to take mockery from, and maybe that's bad on me.
I think that's cruel.
Yeah. But I didn't realise it was an actual programme, Ambulance. I thought you were giving a description like the sort of thing my mum does, where she goes, the one where her husband's left. I didn't realise there was a show actually called The One Where Her Husband's Left. And one day that will happen.
Yeah.
More fool me.
See?
It's all right. It was all right. But I don't think I can watch all the time because it would make me too sad, Sean. Do you know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
It's very emotional. It really is. Did you watch the boxing?
Do either of us look like people who watched the boxing? Let's just check.
No.
What do you think of Tyson Fury?
Do you watch anything that doesn't involve someone taking a blow to the head? Just think about that.
Also, do all your programmes have one word title? Ambulance? Boxing?
No, I watch SAS.
SAS, okay, well, it's short.
That's the it's three words.
SAS.
Celebrity Virgin.
Celebrity Virgin.
That must be a short show.
Thank you, Dogger Steve, for the sub. Dagger Steve.
What's Come Die With Me? That's got more words than one.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. I will not be watching 24 Hours in Police Custody tonight.
Oh, it's really good, actually. It's quite good.
Well, Sean, I was living it last week because I was on the jury of some of those cases that could have been on there. So I lived it all
night. I've been on jury service.
Jesus Christ.
I was on for a month, fraud case. Oh,
blimey.
Really exciting.
Really exciting.
Oh, brilliant. It was, I didn't want to leave, to be honest. Really, really exciting.
It was like seeing the live show of his favourite TV show, that's why.
Oh my God.
Interactive.
Any of you watch Squid Game?
Squid Game? Yes, sir, I've seen it.
I've seen 20 minutes.
No,
I've seen 20 minutes of it, so don't talk about anything beyond the slapping.
No spoilers, but yes, I did see it.
I watched the last one last night.
What did you think to the ending?
A
bit weird, but...
The whole thing's weird. The whole thing is about a load of Korean poor people getting to play a game where they get shot.
I want to see that poster. Squid Game. Bit weird.
The ending is not the weirdest part of Squid Game.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I loved it. I thought it was perfect. Apart from the Americans, I thought it was perfect. I thought the ending... I was worried when it was getting to the ending. I thought, it's going to be disappointing. Nope. Thought it was absolutely perfect. Can I ask you a question, Sean?
Can I ask you one after, yeah?
That sounds like a fair deal.
That was a question.
Okay.
You've had your question.
Strictly speaking.
Did you watch it dubbed or subbed?
Dubbed. It's terrible.
Well, what... Here's the thing. People that watch these things dubbed, you get no sympathy from me.
You're a squid snob.
You deserve nothing from me because...
Well, put it this way. I didn't have the option for subtitles, if you get what I mean, because I was watching it on a...
But you're in prison?
Watching it illegally.
Well, then some hooky websites also allow you to watch things with subtitles.
Yeah, but no, but this one didn't have... I've got two subscriptions, so I won't say the name, but...
Hang on a minute. Why are you subscribing to hooky websites when if you'd subscribed to a legitimate website, you could have seen it in HD?
It's not a hooky website. I'll just say...
Not a nooky and hooky.
You mean hooky?
Hooky, not nooky. You said a nooky, and I'm saying and hooky.
I wasn't watching it on a website. I was watching it through, I'll just say, the Fire Stick.
He'll just say the Fire Stick because that's actually what he was using.
The Fire Stick was Paul McCartney's nickname. He made three albums under the name The Fire Stick.
Cripes.
There's a joke for Dave.
I, I, thing is with an I, and I won't say any more, P. I don't want to get you into trouble.
But imagine
with
if,
who?
Imagine if he was on 24 hours in police custody. He'd crack it. We're not even asking him anything. He's telling us where where the bodies
you're
are.
You're singing like a canary, Sean.
I'm telling you because you said I watched it on a hockey website. I'm saying I didn't watch it on a website, but I watched it on a hockey.
Yeah, but the Fire Stick will be the Fire Stick will be accessing the hooky website.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I thought you meant like I was actually going onto a website.
Well, you are via website. The Fire Stick. That's how it does it.
Well, it's already uploaded, ain't it, on there for you?
Well, it's not uploaded onto your Fire Stick.
But it is on mine. But
well, so you take your Fire Stick out and you plug it into your computer and download the movie.
No.
Well, then the Fire Stick is accessing the hooky website.
Gentlemen, I've heard you. No,
it doesn't involve hooky website.
Okay, so it's just those forms of
anyway, why are we talking about your methods?
I was going to ask you an important question. How would you both do on green light, red light? Well, probably Catherine doesn't know because
I watch Gogglebox.
It's we would call that. Ooh. What's the time, Mr. Wolf, or Grandmother's Footsteps? Isn't it? Those are the.
No, there's another one.
Well, no. Okay.
Sly Fox.
Okay. Well, I'm okay, but that doesn't negate my experience.
Well, you said so I thought you might be interested in my experience.
You would never say Grandmother's Footsteps.
No.
You'd never say What's the time, Mr. Wolf?
That's different because everyone's moving in that. Everyone's, if you're doing the sneaking, that's different. That's Sly Fox.
No, everyone's moving in. Well, that's not what we're talking about then. Everyone's moving in red light, green light.
No.
So would you get shot then or what?
I've seen it.
Hang on a minute. So you think one person moves in red light, green light?
No, I'm saying the person that you're sneaking up on doesn't move in red light, green light.
Yeah.
What the time, Mr. Wolf? Everyone's walking about.
No. Mr. Wolf, shut up, man. What's the time, Mr. Wolf? He's the wolf, and it's traditionally a he, but I'm prepared to say she or they, them. Will is at the far end and does the... What's the time? What's the time, Mr. Wolf? It's 3 o'clock.
Oh, we used to walk around.
Well, then the game wouldn't work.
And yet it did.
Can you answer his question, please?
How would I do? Oh, I'd get shot straight away because I could not be arsed with it, frankly.
I would win. Here's the games I'd do well
because,
in.
Because, right, let's just check ourselves.
Thank you, Brown Eyes.
That the prize is to be tortured again, right?
Here we go. Harsh. The wolf is static, no? Twisty. Mr. and Mrs. Wolf stays still.
You're playing it wrong.
Now you're
Hector Bregety.
I would do really well on red light, green light. I would do... let me go through these. I'm going to number them because some people won't know them. So okay. The second one, I think I'd be all right at that, actually.
Any more explaining in the chat and I'm going to start timing people out. So
the third one, was the third one the tug? Will you have a tug?
A tug?
Yeah, do you have a tug? Which one's tugging? Is it number three is tugging, right?
Yeah.
So I would do well on the tugging because I'm a strong man. Four. What is four?
There's a glass one, isn't there, to come.
That's the fifth one, and I would do terribly on that because you had to. The gaps between the glass were very big, weren't they?
Yeah, there were.
We're in spoiler territory. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I've just opened this book, right? I've just opened this book by Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York. And the first character is introduced. Name me a posh name that a kid might come up with.
Willy Farquhar the Third.
Close. Lord Rufus Ponsonby.
Oh, look, speaking of that, Lord Rufus Ponsonby's just called in.
Hello.
What are the chances?
Ponsonby, indeed.
My hotkeys are not working, so where we go? We're in. Hello, Jimbo.
Hello, Jimbo.
Hi. You know you did your 12-hour stream?
Oh, God, yeah, I remember we had to go to hospital afterwards.
We're the only people who've ever done that, aren't we?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did 12 hours, 3 minutes yesterday, so I'm here to claim your crown.
Didn't see it, mate. Didn't happen, buddy.
Oh, shame.
When the VOD's up.
Well, because you can't
re-edit those.
You know, Superman can actually fly, right? Yeah, sure. Okay, dude, because VODs, all right. Whatever, mate. Unbelievable.
My lovely community, very kindly said enough that we did all 12 hours. And I know, yeah. I was really, as I told you the other night, I was really hoping that we'd get 6-7 and be able to strop off. But I didn't get that delight, unfortunately.
Well done. You fancy seeing you here. You got your subs. Well done.
But I want to say we me and Dave performed the TLNA pantomime for hour 12. He jumped in Discord. I jumped on the VOD to check it out today, and because I do that audio splitting thing, we can't hear Dave. So it's lost forever.
He does. What they do is there is a cabal of criminals, thieves who think it's acceptable to steal music, steal money from musicians. Literally put their hand in their pocket, take it. I'll have that Madonna.
And their babies.
Yeah.
Madonna's got loads of babies.
Please be quiet. And so what they do is they... It's illegal to stream music on this website, thank God.
Rightly,
thank God.
Rightly so.
But they found a loophole, and he tried to explain it to me, but it sounds like bollocks, where the audio, it goes out so people can hear it, but then they can't hear it. So people think, I think I've got this right, I wasn't really listening.
It's a suggestion of music.
So people think they're hearing Thriller, or they think they're hearing that, right? Mm. But actually it's not playing. And so then when they play back the VOD, it's not there. And he's buggered that up because Dave, people thought Dave was talking, but he wasn't. That's
you know
what
what's been, you know what's happened there? You've been hoisted by your own petard. How does that feel?
How are your petards this morning?
Yes.
Well, they, so the, if the pantomime bit's bad because you can't
Who
hear Dave.
Who are these people?
Do half the voices, I can hear those, by the way. The karaoke section in hour 9 is horrific.
So it's just singing Acapulco without any music?
Yep.
Oh, that sounds great.
So get it while you can, because I'm probably going to pull it.
Sorry?
Yeah. Apparently, and again, you can't hear this. Oh, you might be able to actually, because it had been picked up by the microphone. But the kids who were playing outside were laughing out loud. I couldn't hear them because I've got my very sound-protecting headphones on. But everyone in the chat was going, oh, my God, there's people laughing outside the window. So, so it was good. It was fun.
Gosh, you attempted, it seems, Hamilton.
Yes, I did. So originally for the talent show, and I bottled it. I absolutely bottled it. I was doing the King George song, You'll Be Back. I gave it some beans.
Please be quiet. Please be quiet. You won't hear this, but the our fans will.
Reason he seems to thrive, so few survive. The goddamn it, I'm willing to wait for it. Life doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes...
What's that voice? Life doesn't discriminate between the sinners. Life doesn't...
Do you know what? I never got tickets for Hamilton, but I imagine it was pretty similar.
It takes, anyway.
Please be quiet, caller.
When I said we fall, if there's a reason I'm still alive, it's too many have died.
Oh, my God. Willing to... This is actually sad. This is like...
I remember food, Dave. Thank you.
This is like Mr. Trebus or something. Or, yeah. Okay, here we go. Hang on, there's more. Is this a Christmas? Oh.
What's happening here? You're about to dive into the toys. Why were they being lit up so enticingly?
Just you and I, defying gravity. With you and I, defying gravity.
Look at his face.
They'll never bring us down.
Oh my God, this is it, man.
What's going on? defying gravity.
I said hey.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Ooh. Oh no, that was terrible. That was the one request I did. Ooh. There's a lot of people who are reliving the trauma in the chat.
This is our April 25 years and my life is still.
He started too high in the first verse, so he's gone down, but now it's too low.
Great big hill of hope. We'll hear a second riff.
This is the greatest. There's loads of this. Oh, shit,
I think it's when I change.
Yeah, Dave. Dave paid 500 bits for me to shut up.
No one's listening to you anymore, Jimbo. So
we're just waiting for the next hit. And I said hit.
I see. Here we go.
Years and my life is still.
Oh, he's still going to
get up.
I remember that
submissive
song being...
subject. My loyal.
Look at his face.
Subject.
Look
see his face when he does whatever. He does submissive and loyal. Look at him. He's so angry.
Chav. I will send the fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da.
That was my piece of it. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da. I mean, I'll eat one. I'm being scared.
This is the best thing I've ever seen.
We'll do a poll. Let's see what chat wants.
I think what you did. Shut up, mate. Here we go, last one.
We won. Do you want me? We are free. It isn't hard to do.
What song is this?
Cannon and Ball.
Oh. That's brilliant.
Yes. Trickier than it looks, ain't it, Jimbo?
No.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Well, the words are coming up after
see
they've been me sung.
Sing together will be
I picked
the wrong version, mate. Yeah, you picked the version that has words and a tune in it. That's what you did. That's what you did wrong.
Together will be okay.
If anyone wants to watch that.
Together will be okay.
I'm not sure you will be okay.
If anyone wants to watch that, there you can go there. And ninth hour, which we now call the shitting hour, ninth hour.
I was strung out on her.
Oh my God. What a time to be alive. Thank you, mate.
Wow.
I'm glad you showed that to me after you'd been in my house, because if I'd seen that before, I would have been out. I'm afraid Mr. Lee doesn't live here anymore. That's great. Well done on getting your subs, Jim.
That's really good.
Thank you.
You worked for it, baby.
Goodbye. I can't do that. That was...
Gosh.
God, that's awful, right? That's awful. Quite a lovely look. Have we booked in a date for our photos yet?
Yeah, well, I sent it to her. See what she says.
What date did you say?
The November one.
What was the November one?
The Friday one, November.
Okie dokie. 0203.
Is that acceptable? Because others were not on a...
But it doesn't have to be a Friday.
What kind of does for me?
Okay, well, then there you go. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very, very welcome. If you're listening to the radio, you can give us a call. I'm really tempted to do that phoning show tonight, but there's no point because no one will be listening. I need to kind of build up a bit of momentum. What are you chuckling at?
Nanny Baines. Well, that was
Nanny Baines.
Nelly Baines. Well, that wasn't a delightful abomination.
Here's what we were talking about before I think even Sean called him. This show is free to watch today, and you can watch it back whenever you want, and it'll go up on the YouTube channel. And someone left a funny comment on one of the YouTube videos.
Oh.
Actually, let me find it on my phone because it's right. I know where it is on my phone. I don't want to fanny about too long. YouTube Studio. We've got 10,000. And two subscribers. Please, can I make a suggestion?
Go on.
Mic volume tends to be uneven. Ian is loudest.
Generally.
And when you suddenly shout or boom your voice, Ian, it's actually very startling. Less shouting? My reply, no. So...
Yeah, I think you must be new around here.
No, that's not happening. So this show is free, and it's our pleasure to do it free. If you are watching and you've got Amazon Prime, link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch, and you can sub to us.
You've got a little boogaloo going on here.
Oh, I have. Thank you. Don't worry. Arkan, thank you for the sub. You can link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch, and you can sub to us for free. It doesn't cost you a penny. If you've done it before, it doesn't renew automatically. You have to go through it and check that you are still sub to us. It doesn't cost you a penny. We get £2 each. One person does it. Get a quid each. One person, that's a quid each. It's not. You start getting to 25, 50 people, 100 people. It becomes very, very interesting and helps pay our mortgages.
Also, it was a quid we didn't have before. So,
so thank you. Thank you. So link your Amazon Prime with your Twitch and then sub to us for absolutely free. If you haven't got Amazon Prime, you can sub to us anyway. I think it's £3.99 now, English pounds. They changed it a bit. So you can sub to us and we still get £2. That's great. There's another way you can give us money, and this is really is the best pound to pocket ratio. The donation. Oh, why didn't donation work? What did I do wrong? Donate. It's donate, isn't it? It's donate. There it is. That's what it is.
Boom.
Streamelements.com/TLNA/tip. Streamelements.com/TLNA/tip is a way you can donate to us, and the money goes directly to us, and no one takes a cut of that. Twitch doesn't take a cut. Patreon doesn't take a cut. That is the best way to get money into our pockets, and it is appreciated. Try it. So why doesn't someone just put a tenner in and see what happens? Deb says, cost me $4.49 this morning for a sub. Oh, apparently that's if you do it on the mobile, Jim is pointing out. It's $4.49. On the desktop, it's $3.99. Thank you, Deb, and thank you, Jim, for clearing that up.
And thank you, Deb, for not minding.
But why don't you just donate a tenner and see what happens? See how good it feels. Go on, try it. You like it. And the final little push here, because this is our job, screw you guys, the Americans would have no problems doing this, is McPaul's your sub with his Prime!
Thank you, McPaul's.
And look how much taller he is as a result.
That's a thing. You know, a couple of months back you said you realised you were walking taller in Edinburgh.
I didn't. Your sub hasn't come up, Nina, and I wonder if you did it before, because you can do it before and then you can can announce that you've done it, but that hasn't. Yes.
Mm. I found myself doing that on
walking
Friday.
Walking tall in Edinburgh?
No, walking tall. I was feeling like I was standing up properly. It was at the end of my jury service.
Oh, there we go. Because you'd done a deed that was good.
I'd done something good that was hard.
You'd done a deed that was good for society. Society. If you're listening on the radio, you can also go to streamelements.com/TLNA/tip. Now, the final way, and this is how to get access to all the shows. The rest of the shows this week are behind a paywall. I think we're doing breakfast one tomorrow morning and we're doing an evening one on Friday. And those are behind the paywall. So if you're not a Patreon, different to subbing here, if you're not a Patreon, then you will not be able to watch the show tomorrow morning and you will not be able to watch the show on Friday evening ever. Because they will stay behind the paywall forever. And there will be a full podcast, which you will not be able to get unless you sign up. The two key tiers here, $4.99 plus VAT on Patreon. That gets you the 45-minute best of podcast whenever we do a show. So 2-3 times a week. Sometimes more. It evens out at about 3 a week. I would say the best tier is the $6.99 plus VAT tier, right? Because that will get you access to the show tomorrow to watch live or on repeat, and the same for Friday, and the same for all of the paywall snug shows that go on for the rest of the month. You will also get the full audio podcast, and it can be delivered straight to your phone with a little RSS feed. We can explain that later on. Delivered straight to where you get your podcast. Oh, got the full show. Oh, I've also got the 45-minute best of as well, which I might choose to listen to that because I haven't got much time. Not only that, for $6.99 plus VAT at patreon.com/IanandCatherine. Let's get that link in the chat. But you get access to everything we've been putting up since June. June, July, August, September. It's 4 months. There's got to be close to 200 hours worth of stuff that you get access to for the $6.99 plus VAT. There's the link. If you're listening on the radio, patreon.com/IanandKatherine, I-A-I-N, and Catherine with a K.
Yeah, what you get is options. You can tailor it to what works for you.
So those are the things. I just need to adjust. What did I need to adjust? I needed to adjust one thing. Not Ian and Karen. Yeah, that was a call yesterday, wasn't it? Nina, thank you. Nina's back.
Thing is, some people are only seeing... Gemma kindly put a little clip up of him calling me Karen and me going Karen. And some people thought it was a cue to call me a Karen. But actually, in that scenario, strangely, I was not the Karen. I wasn't the one asking to see the manager.
I'm so lost as to what's going on. So commands, I want to change the command. What do I want it to the... I want to change that one. I want to get rid of... That's what I want to get rid of. Sign up to our Patreon. The only way to see all of the shows this month and get access to podcasts, shows.
You need a space before podcasts.
To podcasts and shows going back to June. I use exclamation marks
capital
too much.
J for June, or are we cool with that?
That's a capital J.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Where's the little dot? There you go. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a little
one. That diss landed on your face.
I wasn't dissing you. I know sometimes, you know.
That voice was dissy. Anyway, let's not fall out over your attitude towards me. 0203-286-6370. Flinticus says, sorry, a bit off topic, and if it has already been addressed, but what is that jumper you're wearing, Ian? Then he's come back with Asterix T-shirt. This is our merch.
Yes.
This is big boy. This is merch. You can buy this. Scott did this. You can buy that.
It's very cool.
You can buy that. I'll put the link in the chat. It's cool. That's my cat. That's one of my cats. There's some cool stuff. We haven't really pushed the merch for ages. We should get Scott to do some Christmas designs for us. Bye, Izzy. Thank you. Whatever happened to the original BBC 3R breakfast team? Kelly, she now works for, like, main BBC, is in charge of their new... Was it Just Discovered? What was it called?
Introducing.
Justin, he is taking over BBC Local Radio, doing shows all over the place. Ollie.
And he's become a father, and he's going to be a father again.
Ollie. I don't know what happened to Ollie, actually. Young lad.
He's
probably producing somewhere. He was good. I like Ollie. Dishy Danny Warboys. Who was that?
He's still there. Danny.
Don't remember that.
Boy Danny, because there was a girl Danny. Remember?
Is he, before she goes, look at that. Isn't that great? That's why.
Although it could be a hit and run.
We get it.
It could be wrong. She's been wrong before.
Have a great day, Izzy. It's been interesting. I've been dipping my head. A big Monkees fan, right? And I set up a record label and stuff. And then the record, let's just say that my partaking in the record label ended in a not very pleasant way. Did not end how I would have wanted it to end, and it really upset me, actually. So I took a big step back from Monkees fandom, and I quit loads of all the Facebook groups and all that stuff. And then VRIH, I'm so sorry, you did tip that tenner. I've missed it. I'm so sorry. That's what I wanted to change. I'll change it in a minute. In fact, let me just open Stream Elements so I remember that's what I want to change, right? And I've decided I'm going to sell loads of my Monkees stuff, almost all of it. Keep a few of the records, but almost all of it is going to go. And so I've kind of just put my head around a couple of Monkees Facebook pages going, guys, is it all right if I just pop in and drop some stuff off here? Is that okay? And for the main part, it's been okay. I got told off for doing something wrong in a marketplace, and that's cool. I didn't quite follow their rules, and I get it. But it's been really interesting. All of this stuff that had so much importance to me. You know, I've got, you know, that much Davy Jones fan club stuff from the 70s, right? It cost me a fortune. And I'm just piling up. I'm taking pictures of it and put it on Facebook. What's interesting is it's not going to get anywhere near what I paid for it. you know, because I made the decision that it was that valuable to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not getting anywhere close to what I paid for it. And when it gets like 50 quid, I'm thinking, well, is it even worth? I don't know. But I would like to get rid of the space. And for the most part, I'm having no problems whatsoever in saying, I do not want this. I'm quite excited because if I sell a couple of things up there, I'm going to have a clear shelf on a bookcase. And so I'm quite enjoying it. I'm also enjoying people, you know, I've got some stuff that, I've got two pictures that are probably worth about 400 quid each, probably, roughly. So what's that? It's about six. Well, one's worth about $800. I'm not quite sure what that is. And the people coming in, sliding into my DMs, I'd love to offer you $300 for that. I'm like, no. I said, and my thing is, well, you know, these two things are on the do I, don't I list. And it would have to be something pretty special for it to go on the definitely I do. And $300 ain't none of them. It's interesting. I've got my fear is I've got to send off some records this week that sold to America, and he's nervous about the sending. I'm nervous about the sending, so I'm worried about that. But I'm going to watch some YouTube videos on how to do it. 02-03-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You can also Skype from anywhere in the world. TLNA.
But coming back to the reason you no longer have this connection to the stuff.
Yeah.
What do you reckon that is?
Because
it was all about acquiring it, wasn't it?
It was all about acquiring it. Right. The reason I'm selling it is because I want to. You know, money's tight, right? But it's not to pay. The money's very tight, but it's not to pay the mortgage or anything. Because money's tight, I can't really afford to take the boys on a really nice holiday next year. And we had a great holiday this time. We had two great holidays, and both of them involved quite big discounts from people. We went to Forest Holidays. It wasn't a huge discount. It's 15% off, and it was great. Really, really good. And we did Chessington and Thorpe Park and Orton Towers, thanks to our friend Amy, who provided, you know, I couldn't have afforded what we got. She was so generous. Thank you, Amy. And the boys keep saying, can we go to Chessington for Christmas? Can we go to, constantly, right? So, I couldn't have afforded that holiday.
No.
And so next year, I really want to take the boys to Japan. I want to take them to Japan because I think they're old enough. And so I was looking at the prices. Thought, I think I can afford that if I sell all these things. I'm selling my bass guitar and that's at 1,500 quid. That bass guitar is going to go. I'd like it to go for a bit more, but it's going to go. And then, of course, I thought at the weekend, oh, before I book the tickets, let me just check Japan. Oh, shit, Japan is closed. the shutters are down on Japan. No wonder the flights are so cheap and no wonder the Airbnb is so cheap at 110 quid a night. So the plan is Japan. But now I'm kind of projecting and catastrophizing and I want it to be their Christmas present, and I'm now worried that Japan isn't going to open again by Christmas anyway. So
maybe not by Christmas, but
then that's their Christmas present is, oh, here's a holiday to Japan, but
well, maybe you have to rethink that element.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
That you'll still be able to do it, but it might take more than 2 months for the situation to become clear enough for you to be able to promise them.
So can I still say to them, this is a Christmas present, but I don't know when you're going to get it?
I think they would get that, actually. I think they're old enough to get that, especially having been through what we've been through.
But then supposing it doesn't open next summer.
Yeah, but you're still going.
But yeah, but like in 18 months. And you know what, to 10 and 12-year-old, as they will be soon, 18 months is forever.
Well, maybe
that's 10% of their life.
Maybe, and I know it's crappy, but maybe you have to not do the big reveal at Christmas.
Mm.
And wait until you can be sure.
Yeah. Or
otherwise, that's an extra stress.
Or we go to New York. That's the thing. I want to go to Japan. But then part of the thing, excuse us for a second. Part of the money was going to come from their Christmas. Anyway, so I'm selling this stuff, and I'm for the most part, I'm cool with it. And I these things I bought like years ago, and I've never even read them. I'm going to keep my Beach Boys fanzines because I think I might like to read through those. I've read through the Monkees ones I want to read through. Head going.
The really telling thing last week was when you couldn't remember if you had something or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let them be someone else's prized possession.
Yeah. all my Japanese singles are going to sell. In fact, let's have a little look at my sales. Sofa Bum, you might be okay by then. South Korea, who've been very strict, opening up for travellers in November. I think it probably will be. You know, we're talking 10 months away. I think it probably will be. I'm just also aware the prices are going to go way up.
Yeah, and also, the last 18 months have shown us that we can't count on anything.
Hey, let's have a look. Should we have a look? Here's my eBay. Should we have a little look at my eBay? Does it show my address anywhere on that page?
No.
No. Okay, and that doesn't work. So I have to go here. I have to go bottom left. So here's what we got, right? Selling this camera. This isn't the camera that you guys helped buy. That is still existing. So this Canon PowerShot G7X Mark II. No bids. 32 Japanese monkeys records, £120. One bid. One of those records is worth about 80 quid in there, but I couldn't be bothered to separate it. So they're getting a bargain. It cost me. Anyway, Peter Took transcript for an autobiography that never happened. This is the only copy in existence. £125, one bid. This is the one. My Rickenbacker base, £1,500, one bid. 4 days left. I want
24
it to get
watches.
I want it to get more. And then my gramophone is not picking up. It's not picking up any traction. But that's it. And actually, it's kind of quite it's kind of quite freeing getting rid of this stuff. And then I've got a shed load of records, and they're going to be a pain in the ass to sell. And I'm going to do that slowly over time and just break them down into categories. And no one's going to get rid of. I've sold the valuable ones. But yeah, I'm having the time of my goddamn life selling this crap. I want freedom. Freedom. I want to be free. I want space. I want money in my bank account, baby. And I want to be free.
Speaking of freedom, I had a little breakthrough last night after being the kitten's backside washer for the past month.
Okay.
No, not month, week. They finally did me a solid.
Hey, those guys.
It's funny, isn't it, when you're... It's funny what your goals shift to. And that was my goal for the week, is to try and get the kitten's continent again. And we seem to be getting there. So, touch wood, it continues in that direction.
Can you just carry on for a second? And I've just got to do this. I've just got to change something here, please.
Yeah. So, so that happened last night. Me and the girls had a lovely little heart-to-heart after a huge row. Right. So Sunday is, you know, as you'll know, deadline day for getting uniforms turned around ready for the next week to come. So I'd sorted out all the washing and ironing, and it was all piled up ready for them to take up. Would you please take up your clean laundry?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it later. Can I do it just before bed? That was my mistake. I should have made her do it then. So, of course, just before bed when everyone's tired. Then it's really difficult to find hangers and hang things up, and
yes.
it got real. It got real there for quite a long time. So we had an almighty row. I ended up standing in the doorway with my arms crossed watching her do it.
Oh.
Yeah, because when I left the room, she would start on her sister, because obviously it's her sister's fault that she's caught herself out. That seems to be the default at the moment. If anything goes wrong, it's her fault and she will know about it. So anyway, I'm standing in the door frame watching her do it, thinking, God, there's more to life than this, surely. But then after that, we had a really nice conversation about how now it's just the three of us in the house for the most part. We need to help each other out. And the default, rather than being, it's her fault, she's not done this, she's not done that, needs to be doing each other a favour. Mm. I said, because I know it can be annoying, and I know we've all got more to do because there's one less person. I said, but if your default position is, I'll do it for her, the chances is she'll do it for you next time. And it makes just life a little bit easier to rub along. So we had that conversation, which I think has been a long time coming. And I think, touch wood, we're all on the same team at the moment, rather than everyone feeling just a bit hard done by, which is what it's been like for the past few weeks. So
well,
yeah, but I don't know, I got really flipping cross, and
right.
Yeah, I know, right. I know, but I don't like losing my rag with them. And it just got so frustrating, and it's a change for me not to be able to have someone to fall back on at times like that. It's like, right, well, I've got to push through this and work this out, rather than, you know, someone else immediately coming up the stairs behind me going, what's this all about, you know?
You get that. It's tough.
Well, yeah, there's a shift in dynamic, isn't there?
Yeah, of course it is.
I've always been the fun one who's been able to go out and work nights and then come back in and say, guys, what's all this row about?
Let's play.
Now I'm the one who's the referee and the fun one. And sometimes those roles are tricky to do on your own. Anyway, and I'm sure that's not news for anyone else who's been managing it quite well for some time, but it's a new one on me. And dare I say, my relationship with the girls will end up being better for all this.
Yeah, of course.
Because what I'm trying not to do is to make them my support system or my best mates, right? Because they need their mum. But at the same time, I don't think letting them see behind the curtain now and again is a bad thing. You need to know that they don't have to be perfect all the time, because I'm not. Hmm. So yeah, that's where we're at. That's what happened last night. Those poor kids.
Well, but why? No, I hear the opposite of poor kids. I hear, wow, there's lucky kids.
Yeah.
There's lucky kids. That's incredible.
All right.
Yeah.
It's hard, bloody hard.
You're doing a great job.
Well, I'm trying. That's all you can do, innit?
But some people don't. And some people's, some people would not think twice about having shouted at their kids.
Mm. Yeah, but I know I'm not doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah, which is great that you know you're not doing it for the right reasons. Yeah. That's how we learn to change our behaviour.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah.
Your girls can be quite annoying sometimes.
They can. And yes, they can. They can. And it's a small house. It's a small house. There's not an awful lot of places to hide. There's only like two rooms with locks, and they seem to have sussed me out for that. Are you still in the toilet? Yeah, I'm just getting 5 minutes by myself.
I had a wimpy on Saturday.
Oh.
I went, I was supposed to have lunch with a friend, and that got cancelled. I thought, ooh. Okay, so then I went to an AA meeting in High Wycombe, and I thought, Jimbo was coming around. I thought, I want to try and get some Biscoff biscuits for when Jimbo comes around. And I was wandering around, and I walked past, and I looked through a window, and I saw someone with a delicious old-fashioned meal on a plate. And I thought, shit, I want that. Looked up, the beef eater was a wimpy. So I went in and had a wimpy, and I was great. I ordered tap water, strawberry milkshakes. They do good milkshakes, and a latte. And the waitress came back and said, "Excuse me, sir, do you want the milkshake and the coffee together?" I went, "Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do." And I had a double burger, proper, but slightly disappointingly small burger, chips and onion rings.
It's funny how the disappointment is kind of the garnish.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I'd forgotten my wallet. I had to go up the front and say, "I'm so sorry, I've forgotten my wallet. Can I'm parked 10 minutes away." I said, "By the way, take my phone." He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yeah, take my phone, because I don't want,
don't want you thinking you're the hamburger."
I parked miles away. I parked so far away, the hamburger. But what I noticed was, and I was going to take a picture of it, but I forgot. They have lovely Wimpy Own Brand ketchup. Beautiful.
Does it taste a little bit different?
Yeah. But they also had Wimpy.
Is it a bit more vinegary?
They had this Wimpy special sauce.
I don't know. I don't eat anything that's just defined as special sauce.
I mean, that's it in its natural
that's
habitat.
That's what that guy in Paddington Green's putting on people's faces, isn't it?
That's it in its natural habitat. And this is it when it dresses up to go outside for a walk. I mean, what is that floating in there?
Special.
And that.
If you say special, people feel like they can't ask you about it.
I say special, you say sauce. I say special, you say...
Splooge.
There we go. So I saw that.
Making came up with daddy's sauce is a pervert. Come on.
I had the ketchup. Great British ketchup.
All right. I'm not... Because we grow a lot of tomatoes in this country, don't we?
British ketchup. But I didn't get the... Oh.
Grinders?
I don't want any grinder sauce.
that really was the is quality. Special.
Mandy says, very specific question, how was the quality of the burger meat? Yeah, it was all right. That was what I expected. It was all right. But
it was meat.
It was perfect for 2 o'clock on a hot, quite warm Saturday afternoon.
It was clammy, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. So I said, and I didn't try it, and I didn't take a picture.
What's happening in that burger there? What's with the frill? on it. No, not that one. That one.
That's a big bender in a bum. I don't think they're
called... Is that a sausage? And they've done that so they can bend it round?
I don't think they're called benders in a... big benders in a bun anymore, are they?
Just raw benders.
Are they still called benders? Are they still called benders? Because
they should
apparently
stick to it because it's, you know, the world needs to grow up. It's
We can't even call sausages with slits in that are wrapped around into a circle big benders anymore. What is going on with this world? Cannot say it anymore. All right, everybody.
Everyone's saying bender now in the chat.
Okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.